Hi, everybody. It's me, the Fetch, host of Inside the Eye Live. Before the Sunday mainstream media, political pundit talk shows, there's Inside the Eye Live, where we break down some of the weekly mainstream media talking points before the talking points even get aired. Add in some entertaining stories, weather, cats, intriguing and informative guests, and you get one of the most listened to Saturday morning streaming media political talk shows going today. And it's all right here on our flagship station, Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. So join me, the Fetch, for Inside the Eye Live every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern. It is truly intelligent media for the politically aware.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Okay, well, let's see if we're on air. I guess we'll do a little fill-in here rather than have dead air. Let's see if we're on. Let me check my... Okay, yeah, we are on, so we'll do a little market report and cover that. And thank you, Mr. Rowe and Pac-Woman. I guess you would want it, maybe Mr. Rowe might give you that information, I'm not sure. Or Lady Horse, several of the people in management. Could help you with that. So, all right. Monster is another person here with power to do things and get things done, so he could assist you as well. So, all right. Well, let's see. The market really continues to amazingly... very strong day today. In fact, I need to gather the numbers here. I'm about to let the time get away from me here. So I'm going to be writing some numbers down. The Dow was up 614, 614.86. That's a strong day. Very much so. Now, the market took a dive this morning. It actually sold off kind of deep this morning and reversed itself about just before midday. I guess the wonderful little people call the Plunge Protection Group, they must have said, we can't let the market go down here. We've got to, let's inject a couple of billion here and drive it back up. So anyway, the market did end up with a gain today of 614.46. That puts the Dow back at 33,916.39. And, you know, what else? What else can you say? The world is problems all over the world. We don't even know most of the information coming out of Africa, that continent. We know very little about what's happening there with the plague, or what do you want to call it, virus. The Wuhan Chinese coronavirus is what it is. So we don't know what's going on there. We know the wars continuing to go on in the Ukraine. Evidently, Russia's to keep their economy afloat, they're dropping gold on the market. You can pretty well see that that there's new gold hitting the market and keeping the price kind of depressed a bit. Spot gold today, $18.96. Up about 790 at the current level. West Texas Intermediate continues to stay above that 100 mark at 105.28 was the last, up 326 for the day. And, of course, $100 oil is really good for the oil companies, but it's, you know, it pushes your gas. In many places, I think you're seeing probably record high prices on gas. So the economy really is, I really don't see how the Dow Jones is staying up here other than the fact that I know that the Federal Reserve is in the Plunge Protection Group. Or if the market goes and were to really reflect what's really going on in the world today, I think it would scare the pants out of people, and the psychology in America would really get bad, and it'd be in a sense of somewhat, I won't say full-fledged panic, but with prices rising like they are, and there's no end in sight to the price increases. And I've been looking at the weather map across the country, and there's been very little rain. Well, if you don't get rain in the Midwest and through those really crop-bearing states that are wheat and all of the other essentials, corn and what have you, then you don't get the planting in time. And if you don't have the planting in time, we could have food shortages like we haven't seen in, you know, a long, long time. So I think we're really on the edge of something that's really, that we really should be paying attention to. While you have the availability, I would strongly recommend that you kind of store up your rice and your dry beans and things that, the real essentials, you know, you might not have freezer space to store up a lot of meat or what have you, but, the very essentials to life would be your beans and peas and things of that nature that you can store for long periods of time. But, you know, it doesn't hurt to be prepared. It's that simple. That's my opinion. We're just in uncharted waters any way you want to look at it. If you look at the world events, how much we're actually being told the truth? Do you think we're getting truth out of Washington? Well, if you do, you probably bought some waterfront property in Arizona and a few other places. Things are really not good at all. And you have a president that's being made fun of by most leaders in the world, and the Chinese are just laughing all the way to the bank as their economy Now, they have their problems because they haven't told the truth about the virus, and it obviously is running rampant in China currently. Well, you know, that's what you get for not being truthful to begin with the rest of the world. So, I don't know. I mean, we're just in uncharted waters, folks. I don't think that you could go back in history and look at any period of history, particularly of America, of American history, of where you've had this kind of thing to deal with. We've got the borders being just thrown wide open and bringing who knows what's coming across our border, not only counting the virus and the sick people that are going to come across the border, be picked up, and immediately they'll be thrown in the medical system and be cared for. And who's going to pay for that? Well, it's going to be in the form of more debt. We're at $31 trillion now. And I'm going to pull my chart up here on that. See if I can get to it pretty quick. Let's see where it is here. I got so many apps. Hopefully I can find this one pretty quick. Just bear with me a minute. This is something that I really pay attention to, is our debt. Because every time we increase the federal debt, the national debt, we also, it has to be paid for at some point in time. And the way that it's traditionally done is out of the bonds or things that the government issued to keep operating with. I got so many apps on here. Here we go. Here we go. The U.S. debt clock. You might want to put that on your phone. It's usdebtclock.org. Right now, that debt clock is $30.5 trillion. And I'm going to do something here. Let's get over to different. Yes, debt clock. Now, this is the fraud. the fraud going on in this country is just unbelievable. You know what our debt is projected to be at if we continue at this current level that we're going right now, and I don't see any reason to believe they're going to change it. In 2026, the national debt will be $42 trillion. Debt per citizen then will be $123,000 per citizen. Think of that. Right now, that came, 2026, where's 2020? Okay, 2020, under Donald Trump. Well, of course, the debt did increase because of, you know, you're having to, you know, that was just a natural process. But the debt per citizen then was only $79,000. Under Obama, the debt was $57,000. Second term, $48,000 the first term. Under Bush, it was $31,000. And these are today's prices, by the way, built in for the inflation. The first term of Bush was 24. Under Clinton, the debt per citizen was only $20,000. And that was second term, $19,000 the first time. Under George Bush Sr., $14,000. Under Ronald Reagan, the debt was only $10,000 a person. And that was the second term. The first term, it was only $6,000. Look at what has happened. the national debt is, they're just spending and spending and spending, and with all these tax loopholes for corporates, all the corporate structure, that they have all the loopholes that you and I and regular taxpaying citizens do not have. I don't know. I just think that we're in a almost a blind period of history where we don't really know what's going to be the end result of this. Think about this. You have, this president has only served a little over a year of the false election anyway. You and I both, if you know in your heart and soul that this election was not properly handled. Votes were brought in, boxes full of votes, and counted late in night. So you know and I know that it was not a fair election. There's no way that Joe Biden stayed in his bunker or in his basement and defeated Donald Trump. You know it, and I know it. And the sad part of it is our Supreme Court and our ruling bodies of Congress and all permitted it to happen. That, I mean, isn't that scary? I mean, think about that. I mean, that's really when you stand by and for, if you had your eyes open, you had to know that the election was not a fair election. It was rigged. It was stolen. I believe the only way we'll ever have fair elections anymore and the people of this country depend on honesty would be to go back to paper ballots. It doesn't matter if it takes 3 days to count them, a week, who cares? As long as it's fair and honest, isn't that the way it should be? When you've got these computerized electronic voting machines that you and I both know that can be doctored to read 1.1 forever Democratic vote and 0.9 forever Republican vote. You know and I know that any time you have a computer, it's programmable. That's the problem. But yet the American public stood by and accepted it and let Biden assume the presidency when it was obviously a stolen election. There's no other word to put it. The debate between Trump and Biden was pathetic. Now, you know, I'm not a person that's a huge fan of Donald Trump's personal life and his demeanor and all of that. But that's not what you elect a president on. A president should be elected on their ability to represent the people, number one, the mass of the people, and do the best that they can for our government and the decisions they make around the world with other leaders. And I thought Trump did a masterful job of that. And like I say, I'm not someone that was a fan of his TV shows, or I never really liked the guy. But I will have to say, when it got down to it, I did vote for him, and I voted for him again. And I would vote for him tomorrow. Because actually, action and results are what counts. And we've got a Congress up there now that is about as useless as a side saddle for a hog. They're worthless. And there's another thing that needs to be changed. And I've advocated it ever since I've been on the air and since I've been on this station. Time limits. Do you think Nancy Pelosi is capable of representing her great state of California honestly and truthfully? And there's many others in the same boat. They just get in these positions and the power that they can generate and the PACs that they can build up and accumulate. And remember, they take these PACs home with them tax-free after they retire. They have control over them. They can do whatever. It becomes like a little change bag that you throw over there that's got a few million dollars in it. You can reach in and grab a couple of hundred thousand out and do whatever you want to with it. But we, the people, are the only ones that can change anything going on in Washington. We. When these people, and they don't really like, members of Congress don't really like to get to town hall meetings and be confronted with facing the public, because they know that they're going to be asked questions that they don't want to ask, that they don't want to answer, rather. And that's what the problem is. They should all, any politician running for federal office, for a senatorial or representative office, should have to be make speeches in each and every one of their districts to the public, not on TV, not on the newspaper. We want to see them in person and see that you are a real person and what's your personality. We want to ask them questions. I did that with our representative. He treated me like, well, you stupid idiot, why did you ask me that? Because I wanted to know. And you didn't want to answer it. He got elected anyway. But that's where we are, folks. We've given this Democratic Republic, we've just about handed it over to the to TV and to some degree the news media, the newspapers and what have you. And it's taken away the voice of the actual American people, because too many people say, well, I'm not going to vote because it don't count anyway. Well, it certainly can't count if you don't vote. That's for sure. Your opinion will never, ever mean anything if you don't vote. Out of a country of 300 and something million people, I would venture to say that there's at least 150 or more million that need to, that are capable of voting. Or probably greater than that. And look, that's what our forefathers fought for, was the freedom to elect people of our choice. We got away from kings and queens for that very reason. And yet, we just stand by and let it happen. Yeah, Flea, how about a polygraph test? They'd all die. There's not a one. There's not a member of Congress that would submit to a polygraph test, I will assure you. Definitely. No, they're masters of deceit. That's what they've become. And we, the public, it's our fault. Don't blame anyone other than you yourself. If you're alone, if you're born and raised in this country, or if you're a legal immigrant that came here legally, processed the proper paperwork and did like my grandmother did when she came over here from Ireland, landed in Pensacola, Florida, and settled there. But now what we've got is just open borders with people coming from all over do you know that over 100 different countries are being represented by the people that are walking across our southern border? Over 100 countries that we don't have any clue as to what their motives and intent and purpose is here. Isn't it kind of strange that these packing houses, all the fires that we had there, has it been an answer for that? What's next? Well, you'll have railway systems that the rails have been removed, and you'll have train wrecks and what have you. What else? When you don't know the contents of anything, It's like opening a big bag and you have no idea what's inside the bag. We don't have a clue as to who's in this country anymore. Believe me, they don't know. You think these people are going to run down and register and say, oh, yeah, well, so and so? If they do, it'll be for false driver's license or what have you. And look at the number of people that are on the highway that have no license, no insurance, no nothing. Yeah, if they get in a wreck, they're hauled to the hospital, and the people that end up paying the hospital bills are paying for them as well. Folks, there's a lot of things got to change. Our country is headed for some very dark days. And I know you see it. If you're a legal citizen of this country, you have to have fear for the future. If you don't, then you're just asleep at the wheel. And look at the rampant drugs that are being brought across our borders that are killing our young people, our young people that would be the future of America. That one of those people that those drugs are that they're taking and experimenting with and loses their life, that might have been the one person that had the cure for cancer, that had an invention that would have benefited man and womankind. And yet they're gone. They're wiped out. That's not the way that people are supposed to lose their lives. People are born, and they're supposed to be able to enjoy a life of learning and education and what have you. And when old age catches up with them, they leave. But that's not what's happening. We're wiping out the youth of this nation. It's being eradicated. With drugs. And the government just seems like, well, it's okay. We don't care. Particularly if they're Republican, we want them gone. Oh, I don't know. Send me your best and your brightest. Well, that long ago, what we're doing now is send me your poor and the needy and we'll take care of them. That's what's happening. How many of these people crossing the border are wealthy? They're mostly drug dealers and others that are walking across there. And it's just so sad to take what God has gifted as the greatest nation. Think about what God gifted this nation with. The most fertile land of any country. Look at the heartland of America. Enough fertile land there to feed basically the world. That's what we've been doing. Look at the beautiful mountains and the sea, the Pacific and the Atlantic and the Gulf of Mexico. He gave us all of the land and he gave us the birds. He gave us the sea and all of the seafood and all of the things that he just gave us abundance of everything. And this is the thanks we give. We're at a turning point in America. There is little doubt about that. If you have followed our history and followed different presidents and different situations of the country, you know in your heart and soul that America is at a turning point. There's no other way around it. We have a Congress, we have a sitting president, and a cabinet that's pathetic to say the least. Each one of these cabinet members, when they make a speech, it's just, it just doesn't seem like, how did they get that position? What did they do? Pick the exact worst one possible? I mean, think of the cabinet that is being offered to the American public right now. It's pathetic. But there's one thing for sure. Biden has the better part of three or a little less than 3 years to remaining on his watch. Well, if something happened, were to happen to that poor man, and I don't wish him any harm at all. I just think he should have never been president, but that doesn't mean I hate him or want any bad things to happen to him. I don't wish that at all. But we're in a catch-22 situation, because if something does happen to him, who have you got for president? Willie Brown's girlfriend. And then Nancy Pelosi, she is the majority leader. She assumes even greater, more power. We're just, boy, we need to, it's like you want to go to sleep at night and wake up and it be 2025 or something. You hate to have to go through the, and look, China's watching everything. Russia's got their hands full right now. They're preoccupied. Russia's just trying to hold their somewhat of an empire together. And whether you're pro-Russia or pro-otherwise, whatever, I'm not going to even go there. That's, I'm not trying to change anybody's mind or what have you, but I do know this. China's laughing all the way to the bank. They see themselves as the dominant power of the world, and our corporate structure is doing everything possible to make that happen because they don't care. They can make billions and whatever, and let's just let it all come. I don't know. I just, and I think I'm preaching to the choir here because I think our listeners are awake, and I think they're alert, and I think they're aware. Though you should be AAA. We ought to make a sticker for AAA. Alert, aware, and awake. I hadn't thought of that before, but we ought to have some stickers made for the station. Maybe that's something we could do and raise a little money from it. That's the triple A's. Aware, awake, and alert. First of all, you gotta be aware. Then maybe awake first and then alert, and then you have to be alert. We can't let them slip this stuff in on us. We have to make our voice heard. You're important. If you're a citizen and you don't vote, get down there and register. You know what they're doing now. They're trying to make it to where the Democratic Party will dominate the electoral process. We can't let that happen. You've got to be involved. I haven't missed an election at the state or local or what in at least 20 years. I can't remember the last time that I failed to vote. Get out and vote. And if you aren't registered, go down there and register. You have the right. It's a right, a privilege, but it is also a duty. How can this country give you the greatest opportunities of any country in the world without you performing your duty? It's your duty. You have the right. You have the privilege. Now exercise your duty. You know, if you don't vote, you really don't have any right to complain at all. I mean, that's pretty plain and simple. Well, anyway, market did pull back a little bit there at the very end of today's session, but it still was a bumper crop day, a very powerful day. But I mean, where else are you going to, where else is money going? Europe is in disarray. The UK, as well as all the other Europe, Germany. We have pretty well walked out of the virus jungle, and most people, you don't see the masking like it was, and I think that our medical profession in our country pretty well brought us pretty well through this and have got us out of it. At least we're out of the jungle now. We can see the light. So America is a place, and this is where the money flow is coming from, other places. It's not because everything is so beautiful and wonderful here, but it's so much better than most other places in the world right now. That's why you're seeing the market perform as well as it is, even under the conditions that exist. So, I don't know. I still believe that we will get through this and we will be a better nation. I would just personally like to see Donald Trump as president one more 4 years. I think he could do a tremendous job of turning things around and getting us headed in the right direction. And I really don't see a Democrat that I would vote for that's even out there now. They're just not there. We'll hear the music in just a minute, and then stay tuned for Deacon John. Maybe Hijacker will be on there. Hijacker's back, and by the way, welcome back, Hijacker. We always like your input and all. And by the way, let me say this to one of our dear friends, SJ, and his family, his wife and all. We'll miss you. We hope you're still with us, SJ. We love you. You were a long time, you contributed much to the program in here for the length of time you were here. You and I talked many times. I had a high respect for you. We love you and wish you you and your wife the very best. You're one of a kind. I can't say it any better than that. You're one of a kind. And I'm going to hang the server up in just about a minute because we will hear the music. And stay tuned for Dick and John. And hopefully Hijacker will be on there with Dude Guy and all. And, you know, you may not agree with everything Hijacker says, but he does bring a lot to the table and gives you food for thought. And you can agree or disagree. And it's the same with me. You don't have to agree with everything I say. You can. That's what Revolution Radio is all about. And that's another thing. Let me not fail to mention the fact that we are listener-supported, and we do depend on you, the listener, to pay the bills around here. Otherwise, there will be no Revolution Radio. There won't be that if we don't do that. And it doesn't ask anybody to take their food money or their car payment or anything. But I think anybody out there can throw in $5 or $10 a month and help pay the bills around here and keep this great station that Nighthawk envisioned and brought to life and keep it on air. So that's it for me today. I'm going to hang it up in a minute, and we'll wait on the music and Deacon John, and we'll have the floor then. Take care. God bless each and every one of you. And once again, let's pray that S.J., gets a full recovery. God bless.
Revolution Radio.
Find some comfort at Willow's World. A variety of news, commentary and poetry at Willow's Poetry Corner, where there are comfy cushions and a tempting selection of delectable comestibles. A show that's quirkily and quintessentially British, with a unique twist featuring Willow Andreasen, your host. Join Willow Mondays and Thursdays, 2 till 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Studio A.
My name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction, Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and